Blog Talk Radio. Well, I know that the Company of Heaven plays music for you guys, so if that's the one requested, that is going to be a good show, one of my favorites. Hi, everybody. Welcome to all our listeners around our beautiful planet. This is Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel, and today is July 6, 2016. And tonight's special show is going to be a fun one. I can feel it. We have our whole family with us. We have Ashtar, Sananda, we have our dear brother Saint Germain, and our brother Archangel Michael, and a surprise guest. So I'm going to let the family up there bring them on. That's going to be really fun. And along with our hosts and channels, Catherine and Christine, you can connect with us through our website at whoneedslight.org. And there you'll see a sign-up button, and if you hit that and give us your email address, you'll be subscribed to receive our New Earth Times newsletter with all of our latest information and news from around the world, from our masters and our boots on the ground. Our Facebook page is Who Needs Light. My Facebook page is Wisdom Within-Meg Davis, and that has alternative health information to aid you with your ascension. And with that, let's all gather together in unity and love and light up our individual pillars of light. Ground down and connect with our beautiful, beloved Tara. Reach up and clasp hands with Mother and Father God and feel their honey love pouring all over you, just for you. And soak it in. And expand your pillar of light to join together with your light worker family all around the world and in the Company of Heaven. And with that, we are one.
Unmuted.
So let's welcome our beautiful Catherine and Christine and begin our fireside chat tonight. Hi, guys. How is life up on the farm?
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Well, I'm just trying to mute something here that got turned on by mistake. So we're good. Oh, my, I've got a lot to tell. We've all got a lot to tell. It's been quite a time here. Where to start? Well, first of all, we're kind of fried. We're a little shaky, and things are a little rough here. But let me tell you the background. It's all good. It's all volunteer, and we're glad to be doing it. We were talking to the Company of Heaven. They told us they were in council, and they asked us, are you ready to go full out? You want to give it a big push right now, because we are in a window. Now, every once in a while, Saint Germain might say something like, a hot window or a big window. So we're in a big window, and that's kind of code for we're all raising our vibration and pushing hard to create the conditions that will allow the RV to come through. So we said, okay, put us on the fast track. We'll do whatever it takes. And then Christine said last night, she said to Mother, Mother, if you have had a body on earth and you needed it to do this work, I want to offer you my body to do the work that we have to do now. And I just thought about that for about a second and a half, and I said, Mother, count me in too. Whatever you need for us to do, we're here for it. And since that time, Christine has truly been just working hard. And when I say working hard, we all look like we've been digging ditches. We're like in a sweat most of the time. We're not very pretty. We're, you know, running in and out of the shower as often as we can. A little nauseated, a little exhausted, a little overwhelmed physically, but boy, are we determined. And we are sending out our love and blessings to light workers everywhere, because I know you guys are feeling just what we are. We are all pushing. And by pushing, we mean we laugh a lot, we talk about what we're doing, about the issues we're transmuting, and we've got a lot to say about that today. About why do we transmute? Why is it needed? What is it we're transmuting? And this week has just been a doozy. And we'll tell you about the kinds of things that we're transmuting. And Michael's going to come through Christine, and Sananda's going to come and tell us more about it from their perspective, about what they see and what's needed and why we're doing it the way we're doing it now. But I think all of you are learning and beginning to see that this is not something that Mother and Father God are going to do for us. This is a joint effort. We are the company of heaven, all of us. We are the company of heaven on the ground. So we're here to do this, to bring through the RV. So all of you light workers, if you're feeling a little sick and you're feeling exhausted and you can't get out of bed and your head aches and you feel like you have an ice pick in your heart and things are aching all over, just thank you for helping out. Thank you for being on the front line. Thank you for pulling hard for this. So while we're doing this hard work, we're also thinking about every thought, every feeling, every action. We're raising our vibration by staying in absolute connection with Mother and Father. We're picturing the beautiful world that we're creating together. And Mother and Father have said, this is the edge of creation, what we're all doing together right now. It is the edge of creation. This has never been done before. The things that we're doing together, it's really miraculous. The more we see about how far we had to come, the more we're just in awe of the fact that we can do this. So I won't say too much more about it right now, but just to tell you, there are four of us here. It's Christine and I and Cyril and John, and we're all pulling together like, what has 4 points? We're the 4 points.
What doesn't?
What doesn't, right? So we're all working together in beautiful harmony, right? And Christine reminds me there are actually 8 points on this star because we have 2 dogs and 2 cats who are all working hard. And we see it. They're pretty wiped out too, but they are working hard. They're transmuting. They're cleaning the energies. They're really dedicated to their work, too. So I kind of took the reins and ran with it there, Meg.
Well, it's good to hear as we're sleeping 12 hours a day and the ringing in our ears has reached piercing level. I think it's just going to shatter. So it's good to hear what you're feeling and what we're experiencing, because we can all relate at some level or another. So I know sometimes it's hard to talk about, but it really does help everybody feel like we're not going bonkers and we know we're on the right track and we just keep loving through this all. And it's helpful.
Yeah, thanks. Now, Christine is lying down. I think she's going to get up to talk to us, but I have to tell you, she's feeling pretty sick and kind of shaky, but, you know, she can channel standing on her head, so let her catch her breath. It's okay. She's going to be fine, but I just want you to know it's a little hard for her today because she's, well, kind of sick, that's all, but smiling from ear to ear anyway. Here you go, Christine.
Thanks, Catherine. Hey, Meg. It's so good to hear your voice. I know what it's like to be an audience in some place in the world, and your voice comes on, Meg. And talk about honey, love. Your presence is so soothing, Meg, even to me right now, as I know it is to so many. I love you, sweet Meg, and I love all of you. And I just want to tell you that we get your love. I get it all day, every day. And I don't even know how many times the family here knows how often and each day I say, let's look out across the world at the light workers. Who needs us? Who's feeling alone? Who's feeling isolated? Who's overwhelmed by these tremendous tasks at this late hour as the programs get ready to burst into the open, creating a relief that will be felt forevermore on the surface. And we look and we see you. I see you. I see your room often. I see your aches and pains. I see your sweet tears. I see your determination. And we all join together and send you our love. And in just the same way, it is tangible and so deeply appreciated and felt that we feel your love. Thank you so much, and let's just keep holding hands, everybody. It's another incredible window. It's true. No need to lose heart. No need to plan for disappointment, because we know how this story ends. This story ends in glory. Ultimately, there is no disappointment. So we just hold hands and marvel that we get to participate. We get to use the training that we long prepared for in order to share this moment together, this precious moment on Earth. It is going to be more than worth it. I know. I'm so fortunate. I feel so blessed because I absolutely know to my bones, in every part of me, in any and every dimension, that what is unfolding on Earth is the miracle, the healing, the ascension, the restoration, prosperity, abundance, healing, freedom. I know it. Now we're ready for our show. Meg, do you have anything right now? Or should we just run in here?
Well, what came to me, no matter whether on your head or not, every word you say just is so inspiring, and it just is a jolt to all of our hearts. It just goes right into and lights up every little space in us to help us remember together. You know, because we have to, so long we've been told to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps and be independent. And this is the time to melt all of that, programming and be able to come together and rely on each other and lean on each other, really lean in and be real and hold hands. And even the smallest things, even the smallest little frustrations that I experience on a daily basis, I just melt now. I just go, it's okay, Meg. It's okay if all your sheets are tied into a knot and you have to undo them for tomorrow. It's okay. It's okay. Just love. And it's the little things like that that actually matter. It's the smallest little things and the way you can melt on your daily basis. Yes, we're all doing big things together. We can't even imagine what we're doing together as a group. But it's the little things, too. So I just join with Christine and know that we're all doing the daily small things and the big things together, and it all matters. And it gives us all such hope to do it together in one big family holding hands. Thank you so much, Christine.
Yeah, she's smiling. This is Catherine. I think you have a couple of letters from listeners, and it would be so nice to hear from people. We gave an assignment a little while back, Michael did, I believe, to tell us what are your favorite ways to balance and center. So I think we could use a little cheer from listeners, too.
Oh, they're so good. I tell you what, I just drank them all in myself. I have them all on a separate sheet for me to be able to access so I can use some of these that y'all sent in. It was so great. So I picked out a few, so I'm going to share them with you. And these are from our listeners all around. So Michael gave us the challenge to share with him and each other the ways that we already center. We all do some kind of centering every day, even in the smallest way. And these are some of the things you sent in that I think are really fun. So here's a couple. So in my pillar, I connect with Mother and Father God, Tara, all the kingdoms, my higher self and twin flame, the company of heaven, the galactics, and all my teams and family. I mean, just look at how we're supported and who is with us every single second of the day. It's good to hear them all named out. I physically reach up with my hands and clasp hands with everyone, and then bring the energy into my heart as a ball of love from above and from the center of Tara. And I love this part. It's like a tuning fork for me. I like that one. And from here is where I speak any decrees to start my day and to share with others. Another one is I go outside on days where there is no rain and in the rain. She put it after she wrote that, I thought that was cute. And I place my toes on Tara for at least 5 minutes. I build my pillar outside, connecting with Mother and Father, and I squish my toes on the Tara, and I feel her connect. Another one is, I go to a nearby park or playground area where I hear the laughter of the children around me and the beautiful landscape filled with people enjoying beautiful Tara. And I soak in these surroundings and ground them together, and then I swing on a swing. Another one is I take every opportunity to look into the eyes of babies and small children. Oh, doesn't that ground us so quickly? I delight in their recognition, and I see who they really are and connect with each of them in love and joy and share our smiles. There's another one here. Envision our bright golden age, and Sananda gave us a meditation a little while about that. I envision love, peace, harmony, freedom, creativity, abundance, joy, and the cooperation for the clearing of Tara and the rebuilding of all of our prosperity programs, the details of our mentorship programs, and the ascension of all beings on earth. And then I close with these sentences. So it is, so it is. I am you, you are me. I am the God's will, and God's will is me. I surrender, accept, and receive God's love. That was a really good one. Here's another one. I use my heart and mind and arms and reach physically upward and outward to expand my pillar and encompass the entire central sun and the company of heaven. I bring Mother and Father God's love down around me with my mind and my arms, and I anchor it into the earth. I expand my pillar and envision all of my soul family around me. I ground into Terra, light up with all the other light workers, and start my day basking in their love. I could go on, but those are just a few. I thought they were just magical. So thanks for letting me share that. I enjoyed hearing from everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, folks. That was really beautiful. Those sound like the lines of a song. That was really lovely. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reading them for us, Meg.
Oh, thank you for sending them. Mm-hmm.
So let's start with Michael, who likes to give us a little introduction and kind of lay out the show for us and help see what where we're going with this, because there is a lot to cover and a lot to talk about. So many things are happening right now. You can all feel it, I know. It's just things are moving so fast. It's almost hard to tell what day it is or what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
We look out at the garden and it's just, the colors are just so vivid and breathtaking. It's really astonishing. Something wonderful is happening. So let's hear from Michael. Yeah, I'm sure he'll set us up for the show, Michael.
Hello, bright family of love. It is your brother, Archangel Michael. You are loved and you are love on this fine moment, inside and outside of time. We join together right now in our bright, shiny heart. We can be relaxed, in love, safe, easy, and joyful together. Because this is who we are, and when we're together, this is how we are. Now, won't everyone listening now or at any time to this show, because after all, I've already said we are in the moment, inside and outside of time. So won't you please take a moment to connect, reach to your beautiful teams, your Galactic Federation of Light, healing, and security teams. In fact, you have an infinite resource there. You can call on them for technical assistance, for help with assisting elementals, pets, children, cooking. Your team has it all, as do you. And the Rainbow Bridge is best built by the daily life of calling upon them. Also, your angelic team of healing, support, understanding, tenderness. Take just a moment now to say hello, fresh and new, in this moment, to your team. They're all waiting to embrace you. And they are working with you and for you at all times. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? More and more, I and those in the company of heaven like to speak as we, not just we in the company of heaven, but we as us and you together, because it is our project. You are your higher self, not a lesser version. You're the version, you are the representation that is here now, as Sananda has so well explained and transmitted to you. And we are a family, and we are friends. And we are together. So in this time, in this show, at this night, on this day, I will say we, meaning you and me, us and you all together, forging forward with our project for the restoration of light on Earth. Now, let's take a look at the transmuting report. My goodness gracious, I will remind you now that, of course, as we say every show, everyone on the surface of Earth is now transmuting. Why? How would that be so? Well, it's quite simple. The amount of golden light coming from Mother and Father, from the sun behind the sun, the great central sun that is the essence of their own light, reaching you, is displacing everything in your own cells that is not that light. And what do you do with whatever is not that light, whatever is not that quality of love? Well, at first, most likely you feel uncomfortable, so it gets your attention. Hey, this is an old leftover thing, or this is something you saved to look at, or this is something that just needs one last sweep away. Mother and Father's light is so abundant across the surface of Earth now. It displaces in your very cells what no longer serves your ascension, your return to the higher dimensions, your life as an Earth angel. So you have the opportunity to first perhaps feel a bit uncomfortable as those energies, experiences, memories get your attention. And then as you look at them with honesty, with humor. Come on, that's the best. If we can laugh at ourselves first, most, and always, I tell you, you could ascend on that alone. Perhaps you look at it with some tears, and you let the tears wash out the pain that once was. Anyway, you look at it simply, straight on, honestly, being centered like the wonderful, wonderful suggestions for how to center, how to balance, every one of them so appropriate for being on the surface of Earth right now. You center, you look at them straight on, and you allow them to heal, to be healed, to be done. There are endless ways to transmute, but it all boils down to the same thing. Light is now displacing what no longer is light. It cannot hide out any longer inside you, under a rock, in the closet, nowhere. So light displaces. And really, there's no option left anymore but to look at it, love it, in your own way, with your own inner wisdom, with the guidance of your teams, and set it free. And in turn, this is what sets you free. And in turn, that creates such an upsweep, it sets all around you free. This is your easy service now. Easy because it's on. It can't be stopped. We've all agreed to it, and you're well underway. Now, as we've explained, all of you also have different extended roles. We often talk, especially now, to the transmuters, which, of course, you all are, and there are those that have prepared to transmute extra loads of humanity's pain by so honestly looking at their own experiences and transcending and healing and feeling and releasing their own pain, that they take on a greater load in service to humanity so that we can clear the decks for this ascension business, so that we can widen the road for all to more easily travel. All right, so this week, what's the report already? Well, this is going to explain a lot to a lot of you of what's going on and why this has been such a, okay, let's just say it, a tough week. First, this week, you have been transmuting resistance to the light. Of course, it all starts within each of you, and then it extends to across the surface of Earth, all the way back to ancient times, all the way to now. And how can that be done? Well, because those things all reside in the now moment, when you're in your heart and you're in service, fulfilling what you have prepared for. Resistance to the light is so painful for everyone. We've all experienced it. It brings a feeling of shame, pain, the experience we might call damage, fear. So much is the result of the resistance to love. How do we get so turned around in the lower dimensions that we think it is stronger to withhold love? It is more brave or stronger to be cruel rather than tender. We've all been there. These are the things that you've been transmuting this week. And now I tell you something more. So everyone, hold hands, take a deep breath, and lean in a little, because this is a big one. This is a whopper. The other thing that you've been transmuting this week, whether you knew it or not, what the family here on the homestead have been transmuting in full knowledge of it, is, how shall I put this? Well, let's start with what we are all doing. We are all ascending. We are all looking at everything we think, feel, say, do, wish, dream, imagine, and where we do not feel love, where we have not chosen love, we instead do choose love. And this is creating our ascension. You there on the surface, us here in the higher dimensions, this is ascension. There is, in duality, another opposite agenda that has been running, and that is choosing descension. It has not been chosen by vast numbers of people, but more than you would think. That is the process of in everything they think, feel, say, and do. They choose power. They choose, well, let's look at what they're choosing, because no one sets out in the beginning and says, I'm going to become as evil as I can, meaning as imbalanced as I can, meaning I'm going to move away from the light. The first thing they say is, independence is light, and I am going to grow to be, in fact, it's my job to be as powerful and then more powerful than God. I am going to prove myself. And in fact, what happens over many, many lifetimes is what the Anunnaki program attempted to inspire in you all and failed miserably in the end, because mother and father's heart flame burns strong in you. But what the attempt was, and what some people have done, is I am going to put out mother and father's flame in me, and I am going to prove that I am a god in my own right. Now, Christine, for example, has been transmuting this so deeply. And the very first time she met Catherine and was doing visual centering with her, it was a show long ago, years ago, and she laughed so hard when she discovered, by looking into Catherine's eyes and her becoming so centered in herself through her visual centering and her wide open heart and her joy, that she said, every cell in my body has a heart. And she said, every cell has a heart. And it's true. The sacred flame of mother and father burns in the heart of every cell. In every cell of creation. Well, there have been those through ritual, darkness, the systematic programming, damage, violence, torture, cults, organized attempts, secret so-called societies of the dark, trainings, and the elite of those have actually systematically gone to snuff out the heart in every cell, recycling to the fourth dimension, lifetime after lifetime, choosing not to go back to Mother and Father God, but instead to make this their aim. And this week, the week that has been the Freedom Week in the United States, with the 4th of July, the Declaration of Freedom, this is what you have all been working on. Who would have imagined? There are many moments when every cell in Christine's body hurts. Of course, because she's lead, but because that is what happens. Now, she cannot embrace the dark like you cannot. You've had experiences in the dark. You've all had lifetimes where you participated in dark things. But to go that dark isn't a possibility. It's just like when someone comes into the light or into the dark, it's always gradient and gradual, because if they came too fast, they would literally explode. There's so much light in their body that much dark would kill them. If there's so much dark and they come too fast into the light, it must be gradient, loving, gentle, so that it doesn't overwhelm them to the point. Well, what we allowed in Christine and in many of you across the world who are transmuting now is for you to feel this simultaneous experience, this juxtaposition of feeling the light within you, the love you have for Mother and Father God, the love within you, and also seeing the pain of those who, no matter what, continue to choose the dark. Now, many of you have been shown in your own ways these things, and I take the extra time to explain it as I have now, because we here in the Company of Heaven want you to understand what it is you've been doing. We want you to know that you're not alone. And we want to thank you. And we want you to even more join as a network as we rally together. Because here in the Company of Heaven, as you have been working past your capacity, always increasing your ability to love, to hold light, to give more, to transmute more, to hold more light, we have committed also here to live past our capacity. We are expanding the same as you, more every moment, every hour. And, well, I won't spoil Saint Germain's exciting tidbits. Let's just leave it that we are with you, and as you know, we have your back. Every gain is shored up by us as we have committed. So let every heart in every cell be at ease. Catherine gave an excellent tip to the family here on the New York farm. Let a waterfall of love and water and light run through your body from the top of your head where mother and father pour in the honey love all the way down into the earth. In fact, take more showers if you need to. There's a shower outside here at the farm, and the family regularly rotates. They stand in line to get a second or third shower in the day when it's needed. But allow everything you're transmuting to flow, flow, flow. Don't grab onto it. I've told you enough tonight. Today, you don't need to know more. Let it flow, let it heal, let it go out. What you're doing is enough. You don't have to grab onto the edges and try to take it too personally or let it weigh you down or let it make you sick. Thank you for your service. And I say to you, use your free will to choose love. You are at the edge of creation. The surface of Earth had gone into a downward spiral. And what you, family of lightworkers, have done, get out ahead of this downward spiral and say, stop in the name of love before you break our hearts. And then you have done whatever it takes with your own gifts, guidance, preparation to turn that descending spiral into an ascending one. And it has happened. So now we just keep the momentum going. Thank you, dear hearts. I am your brother, Archangel Michael, with you. Call upon me, call upon us now. I happen to know that there is a special guest on deck. My dear brother Cyril, who has been here transmuting around the clock with Christine and the family, each one easily takes their role. John is a light bearer. He shops for the family and does all the heavy lifting and is funny all day and night, keeps everyone soothed and cared for. Catherine, as always, does every single job and then brings it all into the core of Terra and back up to the heavens like a waterfall. And Christine and Cyril have been transmuting, talking to the teams across the planet on the inner planes. And Cyril's channeling has opened wide up. So he has a brief message to you from the Lyrans, the earliest humans, our ancient ancestors, of which, wink, wink, we are all related to very closely, more closely than you would imagine. And I will let him bring through these words. But first, as always, kisses all around. Hugs. I am your Michael. Meg, why don't you introduce Cyril and the Lyrans? I give the talking stick to you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Michael. Oh, what a treat this is. Cyril, thank you. One of our family members up staying with Catherine and Christine. We invite you to join our family in person and bring your special message through. Welcome, Cyril.
Hello, everybody. We are the Lyrans. Some may say Lyrians are Lyrans. It's the same energy. We are the blue people, the gatekeeper of the galaxy. We work on the banner, under the banner of Michael. We are tenderness, kindness, fraternity, compassion, softness. We are here to teach you how to be good to you. It's a short message because we want you to be used to our energy. As Christine mentioned earlier on, to feel in every cell of your body the softness of your soul, the softness of mother and father. Feel it every day. Call on us. Call our energy, our galactic energy, our essence. We are the blue people, and we are also connected to the cat energy on the planet. Look at them. They are great teachers. How they relax, how they look for love from their mom or their dads. This is what we want you to feel every day. These blue, pale colors coming to you. Look up the sky. Our galactic ships are there. Cyril just discovered his Lyran energy, but he's not the only one. Softly, you will feel this vibration coming into your cells. This is just the beginning. You are going to be open to different galactic energies, galactic vibrations. Lots of your old memories are going to be back here to create, build every day a new world of fraternity on Mother Gaia. We are here for you every minute. We'll talk to you again very soon. Now I'm going to give back the talking stick to Christine, and maybe she's going to introduce Saint Germain. Namaste all.
Oh, Cyril, thank you.
Oh, Meg, wasn't that a beautiful.
Thank you, Lyran family. Thank you, Cyril. That was very treasured.
Well, I do have a little surprise, Meg. Ashtar's popping in. I know he was on the docket, but he's popping in real quick.
Okay, great. Welcome, Brother Ashtar. We're always so glad to hear from you. Welcome.
Oh, Meg. Meg and Owen. Owen and Meg. Shining twin flames. We love you. Hello, everyone. Aren't you bright? Aren't you beautiful? This has been a week, and we have stepped up support for you in every way as you have stepped up your service and your efforts in your own beautiful ascension. I am Ashtar. I would like to expand a little bit what my brother Michael began to say about free will. Because soon, and again, I also will not steal any of Saint Germain's exciting thunder. However, I will say that so soon you will be returning so easily to prosperity and to your true freedom. It is your natural condition. You will be shedding what is unnatural to you, what was learned and experienced. And what I come to you to say now is there was a plot, a ploy, a distortion around free will. During Atlantis and the days that followed, the distortion that was perpetrated about free will tried to make free will like it was a commodity, like it's something you needed to spend to get something else. It was something that could be taken from you if you didn't guard it. It was something that was your right, as in a demand within you, and you must make the demand in order for it to be yours. Feel all the heavy energies around all of that, because I come to tell you, it's nonsense. Free will is easy. It's as easy as love. Yes, free will could allow you to have dense and lower dimensional and even dark experiences through your choices. But was that the greater purpose of free will? And more importantly, what does free will mean right now? Free will is not a currency. Free will is not a commodity. Free will is your birthright. We have free will. We use it to choose love. We use it to be ourselves. We use it to expand our experiences and our capacity to hold light. We use it to tell funnier jokes. We use it to imagine and create. This is endlessly joyful, fascinating, wondrous. It is so natural. Free will is easy within us. And truly, it is easy within you. It's not something you demand in order to do something dangerous, painful, violent, detrimental to yourself or others. That is not the vehicle of free will. That is the distortion that has been, with much propaganda, touted to be the surface earth definition of free will. So I invite you tonight to look at this deeply. Call upon me. We'll ponder it together. We'll discuss it, illuminate it, and you may easily return to the easy free will that is already yours, which is all about your inherent gift of creation with mother and father, with unity of your brothers and sisters of light across the planet, with us here in the company of heaven, longing to be your pals, your friends, your mentors, and honestly to learn from you. You are the experts right now on the surface of Earth. As we keep saying at the edge of creation, we are fascinated by your expertise of how you are restoring love and light to this realm. Let's use our free will to be close. That's what we do here. That's what free will is really for. So let's just put this one through the galactic car wash. I guess that would be the galactic ship wash. Let's just clean it off once and for all. It is that easy. And let's celebrate the restoration right now of free will as we head into the return of prosperity on surface Earth. And on that note, Meg, I'll give you the talking stick to introduce our beloved Saint Germain, who will also say a few words through our dear and excellent Awaken channel, Cyril. I am your brother, Ashtar. You are safe. You are loved. Salut. Meg?
Thank you, Ashtar. And with that, we'll take a deep breath and we'll turn our attention and our ears to our friend Cyril, and we'll listen to our dear brother, Saint Germain, coming through his special voice. Welcome, Saint Germain. Welcome.
Thank you, Meg. This is me, Saint Germain. I wanted to come through another channel today, so you feel a new, not so new, vibration about transmuting, manifesting. Feel the energy coming on the planet. But first of all, I want so much to tell you how much I love you, how much I'm proud of your effort every day. I am here every day, just behind you. I support you on every pain, but this is not time for pain. This is the time of transmuting. This is something really different. Of course, your body feels a lot of pain. Please don't go into self-pity. Let it go. Let it flow. Flow away. Feel you are in the Niagara Falls and all the water wash you away. Because what you are transmuting, it's not only yours. It's all the suffering of eons of people on the planet. And you will be surprised every day. You will be able to transmute more and more. I want you to tell you, also, we are, as my brother Michael told earlier, we are on another window. Of course, you will say, again? But it's a true one. The program are real. Don't have any doubt. The more you feel to be against the wall, that you can't go furthermore, the more you are close to it. Use your imagination every day. Be in the redemption centers. Imagine your conversation with the bankers. See you in your new house. How you can help other people. This is what we call manifestation. There's no small dreams. There's nothing that you can create that hasn't been in mother and father hearts. We know, of course, it's kind of difficult, but you are masters. You don't know what you are capable of. Here, the family in New York has created the perfect balance. Two women, two men, two female cats, two male dogs. Yeah, it looks like a funny joke, but it's the balance. It's like a square. And balance means sometimes you are unbalanced. Go for it. Use it. Call mother and father. Ask us our channel, I want to stay in the love energy. I want to be connected to my brother and sister. And by the way, please, please, please don't stay alone. There's so many light workers who have been working by themselves. suffering. They couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't buy their groceries. This is your time to create your spiritual family. Hang on to each other's. It's no more time to go in your foxhole or under your blanket. Every time you are scared about what's going to happen, no. It's time to create exactly what you want. There's no small dreams. There's nothing too little or too big. I am your Benjamin. Every time you call me, I am there right in your heart. I love you whole. Now, Meg, I give you back the talking stick.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Oh, Cyril, thank you so much. And to have
a French accent.
Don't you know Saint Germain loved to have the French accent to come through?
Oh. He is so happy about this. Whoa.
Wonderful.
Of course he did. Oh, wow. That was just fabulous. Thank you, Cyril, and thank you, Saint Germain. Well, let's see who's next. I think Sananda might be in the lineup tonight. Oh, wow. What an exciting discussion. They just hit the nail on the head, each one of them. It's beautiful. All right, so let's see what Sananda has to say. He kind of wants to wrap things up for us, I think, and give us some reassurance and perspective.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
All right. I'm Catherine. I'm going to step aside and let Sananda come.
Wonderful. All right, Catherine. Thank you. Sananda, dear brother, welcome. Welcome to our chat.
Ah, Meg. Hello, this is Sananda. Oh, what an exciting day. Our Cyril channeling Saint Germain with that fabulous French accent. Saint Germain is so delighted. We know he's always had a special place in his heart for the French. So, well, we try, you know, when we bring forth these very serious discussions, we also try to have a little fun in the process. And certainly my brothers and my sister have done a wonderful job of it tonight. It's so lovely to hear the interplay between all of you. It delights us, you know, when we see the family here in such harmony and and ease. It's the way families are supposed to be. Considerate of each other, attentive, humorous, playful, and so loving always. They found a way. Now, this is related to everything we've been talking about, transmuting especially. They found a way when things get really difficult here, when they're working so hard, they're all frazzled and exhausted, and I can feel they're tired beyond their resources. And you know, when you've been tired many times in your life, you probably feel, oh, I'm going to get cranky, or I feel this frustration or impatience. And it would be so easy, it is so easy, to snap at someone close to you, even those you dearly love. Well, you would think that would be a common occurrence because everyone here is just so, as they say, fried. Their nervous systems are really overstressed. There's really no way to bring it down completely because every time they're able to get steadier and expand more, they take on more. So it's not a matter of feeling better. They're not trying to feel better. They're trying to expand so that they can do more. And so they see that. They understand that about each other. And there are many times during the day where one of them will look at everyone else and say, I'm feeling like I'm crazy right now. I don't want to say anything that is going to offend anybody because I'm really at the end of my, at the edge right now. And they'll all just circle around and comfort the one who is most frayed at that moment.
Potato chips.
Oh, the potato chips. Christine just reminded me. This was so marvelous. Christine is nauseated quite a lot of the time from transmuting the poisonous, really, toxic energies. She turned to John and she said, John, can you get me some potato chips? I want the ones from the organic store, the ones with lots of salt and different flavors, something like with pickles in it or something with those potato chips. And John went, I'm on it. And away he went out of the house. And Catherine started singing. What was the song she sang? Da-da-da-da-da-da, something like that, because John went out and got on his steed and raced down to the store, and the first store was out of potato chips. Must have been a 4th of July thing. So he went to the next grocery store, to the special center where they have organic food, and bought about 10 bags, every different kind of potato chip you can imagine. And he raced home with his prize in a big black bag and put it on his back and came in like Santa Claus and emptied out about a dozen bags of potato chips on Christine's bed. Well, she laughed so hard, and she ate potato chips from a giant bowl and feels so much better. It really helps with the nausea. This is a trick that most of you probably haven't heard of. But if you're having difficulty with the sort of whoopsies that you get from too much transmutation, potato chips can do just the right thing for you. She does especially like the ones with either onions or pickles in them. So, this is how they handle the emergencies. And John was not only willing, but hilariously funny about it. So, this is how they manage a crisis in this family. And if someone needs something, everyone will rally, no matter what it is, no matter what time of day or night it is. This is the way they've worked out. There is this absolute faith and absolute willingness, which is the way they're doing their transmuting job as well. It's unquestioning, unconditional love, and unquestioning willingness, no matter what's needed, they step up together and do it. It has created a tremendous upsurge in energies. This combination of willingness, faith, tremendous energy, and their deep understanding of the contribution that they're making. And they did want to tell you all about it, and we wanted to tell you about it as well. Michael did such a good job of giving you the overview of all the things that are being transmuted now. And my dear friends, Ashtar and Saint Germain, thank you so much. I'll just give a bit of an overview, maybe add a few points, to give you a kind of practical view, to make it so understandable for all of you in your own lifetimes. Of course, you know that there have been thousands of years now of history of these programs that became darker and darker, and as Michael mentioned, became a downward spiral on Earth. And we've introduced these things to you little by little, that free will truly is the freedom to choose. Now, of course, in the higher dimensions, we choose love. We see what happens if we don't. We see, well, planet Earth is really a lesson for all of us, because we see that by choosing darkness, even if you call it free will or even if you call it light, it becomes a bottomless pit. Like people who say, well, I'll take these drugs if I feel like it. I'm a free person. I can do whatever I want. And I don't care if people say they're addictive. It's not going to happen to me. I can just dabble in this. And it's not darkness. I'm just experimenting with things. Well, beloved friends, anything that you experiment with that's dangerous to yourself or to others is not of the light. It has been advertised to you as a form of freedom to be able to drive fast, to take risks. Take risks that are dangerous to you and to others. It's advertised as a thrilling thing to go into battle. Well, yes, it has been promoted as an honorable thing to go to war. It has been advertised as something glamorous to kill people. This is how an entire planet spiraled downward, generation after generation, family dispute after country battle, one war after another, one act of revenge after another, all in the name of honor or light, all in the name of independence, virtue. And it has become the kind of tar pit that was nearly impossible to come out of. And this is why it has taken some time, This is why it has taken so many of us coming here to incarnate over and over again. And even amongst us, when we come to incarnate, it's been difficult. Even the strongest masters have had trouble. So we don't preach to you. It's with great compassion that we discuss these things with you. Great tenderness, because we know how hard it is there. And we know how many of you have faced impossible choices. Really impossible conditions. There have been times when you felt it was the best thing you could do to stay in a bad situation, because that way your children would have food, or conditions where you felt you had to do battle with someone because it otherwise would cause disgrace to your family. Beloved ones, we ask you to walk away from all those old programs, all those concepts that kept everyone on this planet prisoner. It was the Anunnaki programming that created these passions, these ideas that war is honorable, that killing is necessary, that, well, it goes on and on. And it was all wrapped in a lovely package that implied that if you carry on these trainings, these dark ideas, it will bring you freedom. More war will create peace. More war, or winning a war, will give you freedom. Of course it never has, and it never will. Mother and Father's light is now uplifting all, dislodging all these ideas. And as Michael described, not just these popular ideas in the culture that everyone pretty much agreed to at one time or another, but also the darker, more secret, hidden agendas. As he described Christine's realization, I want to repeat it. When she saw that she had a heart in every one of her cells, it thrilled her to see that, because she saw that that is where Mother and Father's light and love resides. And of course, being Christine, she said, "Oh, I see, it's true for everyone." As it is. Think of it. Every single one of you has a heart in every single one of your cells. And every single one of your cells is crying out for more light. Now, in order to bring about the joy that every cell in your body will feel, you must shake off these old ideas that being impatient will get things done faster, that yelling at someone will get them to do a job faster or better, that insulting someone is funny. There's so many children who think this now. It's a terrible tragedy that this has been promoted on television and in the popular culture, that If you can become the one who mocks people with the most skill, you'll be the most popular one. We must end that completely. Because every time a person takes part in something like that, either as the one who perpetrates it or the one who's the target of it, it causes pain in every cell in your body. You remember that. There's not one person alive who has not felt the sting of someone else's ridicule, someone else's disparaging comments. It is the anti-life impulse. You know what that is, don't you? It feels like a knife in your heart. Well, it is. It's a knife in every heart, in every cell. A cruel comment, a mean joke, all of these things are fundamental to creating cruelty and darkness and maintaining the matrix. This is why we've talked so deeply and so long about every thought, every feeling, every action. Be courageous, beloved brothers and sisters. Be the light warrior you promised you would be to yourself. Of course, the great promises are always to ourselves. And making a sacred promise to yourself is the same as making a sacred promise to mother and father. We are all at that point, beloved ones, where we are making good on all our promises and more. We are working so hard, and we all have a vision. We can see it out there in front of us, just as Michael described, when you shoot your arrow out in front of you. That thought, that beautiful vision, it brings us all to it. And the more of us are sending that beautiful vision out before us, the faster we move. Now, we've given you all kinds of practical examples and beautiful ideas from listeners and readers. Isn't it lovely? You can feel everyone working so hard together. It makes it so much easier to transcend all of these things that a year or two ago were just common. It wouldn't have had the same effect on you to hear someone make a mean joke as it does now. You are all so sensitive and so aware and so present in your own intentions. It is a glorious thing to see. I encourage you, use the power of your own heart, your own will, to emanate light, and you will see the people around you will be behaving better because they can't help it. Your light, your energy will lift them because the emanation of your light will touch the heart in every cell of the people around you. And now you're getting lots of help from all of us and from mother and father. And the more we lift it, the easier it gets to lift. It's a cumulative process, and we're building and building together. It was a little hard getting started, sort of like pushing the train, a big freight train, to get it going. And once you get it going, it's roaring down the tracks. Mm-hmm. That's us. We're doing it. We're doing it together. The more we push, the more we send our vision out in front of us. Well, pushing doesn't quite describe it. It's more like flying. It's working. Beloved ones, it's working. And as Saint Germain said, this is it. This is our time. We are going to succeed. We have already succeeded because all of you have created that vision and it is right in front of us. We cannot go wrong because we've already promised ourselves. We've already made that sacred pact between and amongst us with all our hearts joined together. We will do this. We are doing this together in love. And I tell you, I am in love with every one of you. We look at you with such awe and wonder and joy. We love you all. We are doing this together, dear family. Hooray for us. I am your Sananda. Namaste. Namaste, all.
Thank you, Sananda. Thank you so much for your uplifting words. They mean so much. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Cyril. Thank you, John. Oh, the potato chip Santa Claus. I'm never forgetting that.
Potato chip Santa Claus. That's great.
May we all do random acts of potato chip kindness tomorrow everywhere.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, yes. And when I asked the Company of Heaven what music to play tonight, they said, "Here comes the sun."
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, that was their request. So I'll put the music on. Unless, did we forget anything?
Meg, we
Meg?
Love you.
Besides, we want to say we love
you. Oh, my goodness.
Here.
This feels
John
so wonderful. Everybody
something.
Is so close.
Hmm. Oh, John hasn't said anything yet tonight. Here he is.
And John wants to say, "Happy birthday, Nancy."
Oh, yes. Special family member Nancy, we sing you happy birthday.
Back and forth all day long. So, one final little happy birthday again to her. Just wonderful.
John, thank you.
Yeah, Nancy is our earth gardener.
Our
modern day earth keeper.
And light workers, call upon us. Night and day, we're with you.
Yes, call on us, light workers. That was Christine. Anytime, call on us. We are with you. You will be able to reach us. And we're all doing this together, as Sananda said. Hooray for us. Here we go. We will send out an announcement about our next show. Stay tuned, everybody. Won't be long.
Oh, hold hands, everyone. We love you. Good night.
So long, Meg. So long, everybody.
comes the